Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The kingdom of God, which the Lord Jesus Christ came into the earth to manifest, is in direct contrast to the kingdom of this world. His kingdom is one of light and truth, yet the prince of darkness is the god of this age and world system. He is the father of lies and the accuser of the brethren. He has been used by the Lord to blind those who are marked for destruction, and does go about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Every principle and philosophy that appears as right, good, and logical to the natural man is at odds with the principles of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ is not concerned with politics of one kind or the other, even though many on both sides of the political aisle will invoke his name as though to indicate that he is on their side. As a testament to the wickedness of men, there have been few days upon the earth when there has not been some armed conflict going on somewhere, even as Christ testified that there would be. When asked about his kingdom by Pilate, the Lord said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." The sons of God are never taught in the scriptures to take up arms for political gain or dominance in this world. Rather, the Lord taught his people to love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Now, some will immediately say that will never work in this world. They are exactly right. This is not political advice, but rather it is the commandment of his kingdom, and is alone intended for those who are his subjects, who gladly serve him night and day. Paul plainly taught that the saints are to be engaged in warfare continually, but the only enemy against which this war is waged cannot be seen by the natural eye, nor can his kingdom ever be assailed by the power of flesh and blood. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. This is the only field of battle for those who are the inhabitants of his kingdom. We often hear the word liberal bantered about on radio and TV talk shows and newscasts. It is generally used to refer to a particular political position, which is also called left-wing. The other position is called conservative, or right-wing. The liberals are fairly sure the conservatives are devils, and the conservatives are completely convinced that there is no greater evil than to be a liberal. However, when we read this term liberal in the scriptures, it has nothing at all to do with any political position. In fact, those who are called to be members of this kingdom of righteousness are made to be liberals in the scriptural sense. The term liberal means bountiful or generous. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. The bountifulness of the sons of God is not limited to the giving of money, but rather is an attitude of desiring to help with any need, great or small. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. It has to do with the manifestation of love for the brethren. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. The flesh will always oppose this attitude and seeks to convince the liberal man to look out for himself first. The greatest of all battles waged in the kingdom of God takes place as the flesh lusteth against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. All of God's children are sure to be defeated on this battlefield, except that they have one who is in them who is greater than he that is in the world. This is he of whom Paul writes, saying, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." He is that one in whom the psalmist trusted, saying, "I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me." This is the place where the children of God stand. Paul said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." It is in the Lord's strength alone that the sons of God are clothed, prepared, and sent forth to conquer. The Lord is our strength in the day of battle.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.